Now, from Los Angeles, the Hollywood Trend Report with Ann Schatilla, the insider's guide to the latest in what's cool and what's happening.
Welcome to Hollywood Trend Report. I'm Ann Schatilla. I hope you're having a great holiday weekend, everyone. Okay, coming up on today's show, we're going to take a look at the big question that everybody's been asking in this town. Why did they cast Ben Affleck as Batman? We'll take a look at Warner Brothers and their internal company thinking. You'll be surprised. As well, there's a new trend in Hollywood that is catching on very big with highly anticipated movies. Those who see it are being asked to sign a non-disclosure. As well, who's the highest paid person on TV right now? You will be shocked. Unbelievable. And she only works 52 days a year and makes over $900,000 a day. We've got the details. As well, we've got details on the latest fashion trends. What are they? And the three trend-setting companies that are down in the dumps right now, nobody's shopping there anymore. As well, what is fast fashion? A big trend these days. We're going to look at a new fitness trend. It is taking spinning to a whole new level. News from New York and the hotel in Manhattan that will make you feel like you're staying in a multi-million dollar condo. The renovations are gorgeous. Plus, a band from Montreal that you've got to hear about. This is the next big Canadian band. I love them. Want to introduce you to them? We will. That and much more this week on Hollywood Trend Report. And now we leave you as we go to commercial break with the top song on iTunes this week. I've been telling you about JC Logic, the Canadian IT services company that says if you have a problem, we've got the solution. Well, it's true. If you're wondering how to make your company more efficient, they will provide services that'll help you cut down your costs and improve your efficiency. Learn to make the technology work for you today. JC Logic services clients right across North America. Everything from dedicated managed services to data centers, hosting, software licensing, to web application development and graphic design, plus so much more. Their fully certified technical support team are readily available. Contact them at jclogic.com.
Welcome back to Hollywood Trend Report. Here's Ann Schatilla.
Welcome to the show. Let's get right to it. I'm Ann Schatilla here in Los Angeles. So everybody in Hollywood has been talking about one thing. Why the heck did Warner Brothers pick Ben Affleck to play Batman? It's all anybody is asking. Memories of his portrayal of the 2003 Daredevil has been so much in everybody's mind, wondering what the heck were they thinking? How could a guy who poorly played a superhero in the past be out there right now starring in a huge, highly anticipated movie? Fans wanted Christian Bale, but Christian Bale is out, and so is Christopher Nolan. Affleck and Batman may not immediately seem like the best choice, but it is a good business choice for Warner Brothers. Here's why. Warner Brothers needs a new powerhouse star at Lost Legendary Pictures. Affleck is a star. He acts, he directs, he brings in the big money. Since 2010, Ben Affleck has brought The Town, also a legendary film, and also Oscar winner Argo to the screen for Warner Brothers. So earlier this summer, when Warner Brothers lost its huge distribution partner Legendary Pictures to Universal Pictures, some major decisions had to be made. Top executives are likely aware that the two Warner Brothers big money makers, other than The Lord of the Rings, which will end after 2014, which were deals with Legendary Pictures and a certain actor and director named Ben Affleck. So over the past 8 years, Legendary Pictures has delivered a list of successful films, including The Batman Trilogy, 300, The Hangover, 42, Inception, and four of those, by the way, were Christopher Nolan films. But now Christopher is gone. The other big reason is Legendary giving up Batman versus Superman needed a strong response. Since the split, Legendary and Warner Brothers have been dividing up future films. While movies Pacific Rim and Godzilla will be staying with Warner Brothers, Seventh Son, starring Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore, will be now heading over to Universal. The most interesting tidbit from the divorce is that Legendary gave up its Man of Steel sequel in order to keep its name on Christopher Nolan's upcoming Interstellar project. Warner Brothers likely had to attach a big name as soon as possible to Batman versus Superman. And who else? Ben Affleck is big. He's got a few Oscars, and he tops films, and he makes money. As well, Ben Affleck is a proven talent who has worked for the company. Relationships are important in this town. There is history. and a studio wants to know it's got a good history with an actor. He's got star power, and he could move into a larger role in a new direction in the future. Don't forget, he's a very good director and producer, an Oscar-winning producer. He's a safe pick, according to Warner Brothers. Now turning to more Hollywood trends, there is a new trend catching on for highly anticipated movies. Keeping the story under wraps, and I mean real wraps like never seen before. People seeing the top secret J.D. Salinger documentary now are being asked to sign non-disclosures to stay quiet about the film. The Weinstein Company wants to make sure that nothing gets out about this movie. It's about the Catcher in the Rye author J.D. Salinger. The Weinstein Company has launched a campaign for Salinger called Undercover the Mystery, but Don't Spoil the Secrets. The film has been in production for more than 9 years. It's supposed to show a bunch of never-before-seen footage, photographs, biographical information about the reclusive author. Weinstein wants information on the film kept so tight-lipped that only certain people are going to be allowed hand-picked to see the movie. And they're being asked to sign the non-disclosures. Normally, moviegoers and journalists are asked to do an embargo, which means we can't talk about the movie until the date that they tell us. But this isn't good enough for this one, not for Harvey Weinstein. Jonathan Karp is the president and publisher of Simon & Schuster. It's going to be publishing the book version of it September 3rd. Karp says there are two kinds of people in the world today, blabbermouths and confidants. We're asking readers and moviegoers to be our confidants. It's been said that there are no secrets anymore, but Salinger is the first that's going to be revealing a lot of things about this story. And we hope that people will have the opportunity to experience the jolts of surprise directly from the work, rather than from a smartphone or a tablet. Salinger will be in theaters September 6th.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Now turning to the trendsetters when it comes to TV and who are the highest paid. Judge Judy is at the top of the list. I know you're probably very surprised. Really, Judge Judy? Well, wait till you hear about her history. She's getting $47 million for her syndicated daytime TV series, Judge Judy. TV Guide just released its annual highest paid list. She received a $2 million raise from last year to this year just to extend her contract through 2017. What makes Judge Judy Scheindlin so important? For one thing, people love the show. Ratings for the past month alone show that Judge Judy averages 8 to 9 million viewers. That is huge. A lot more eyeballs than any of the other regularly syndicated shows. From the most recent TV ratings, 3 million tuned into Dr. Phil. She's getting 8 to 9 million. While The Big Bang Theory, it's getting 9.4 million in prime time. Now, Judge Judy is daytime. When it comes to late night, compare Judge Judy to these people. She demolishes the late night hosts. The Tonight Show gets 3.8 million. Judge Judy again, 8 to 9 million viewers. Late Night with David Letterman, just 2.2 million. She's 8 to 9. Jimmy Kimmel, 2.2. Jimmy Fallon, 1.8. Judge Judy brought in $230 million in advertising alone just last year. According to TV Guide, the show is also syndicated in, get this, 100 foreign markets. Who knew she was that big? Probably the biggest surprise is that she gets paid so much for working so little. According to a 2010 USA Today profile, Judge Judy works only 52 days a year. Do the math. She makes $903,846 every day she works. That puts her above Ashton Kutcher, who gets a reported $750,000 per episode for Two and a Half Men. When we come back, the latest fashion trends. Some companies that were the number one trendsetters in fashion, now not hot anymore. Now wait till you hear who they are. As well, the new trend, fast fashion. It's booming. What is it? And a fitness trend, underwater cycling. Takes spinning to a whole new level. That and much more when we come back. Now I want to tell you about a trendsetting company in Canada in the field of IT solutions. JC Logic offers a higher level of managed IT services to its customers. They look at your business from a client's point of view, and they help you provide services to cut down your costs and increase your company's efficiency, in turn making your technology work for you in your favor. Whether you're a small business looking for a single server or a corporate enterprise looking to outsource, JC Logic will work with you to customize the best solution for you. Contact them at jclogic.com and ask for Joey Curry. Tell him I sent you. If you have a problem, JC Logic has the solution.
Welcome back to Hollywood Trend Report. Here's Ann Chitilla.
Welcome back to Hollywood Trend Report. All right, let's get right back to it. Now turning to fashion trends. Some companies that were so trendsetting years ago, not hot anymore. Wow, how that can happen so fast. Top of the line one day, passé the next. Not cool anymore are these companies. Abercrombie and Fitch, Aeropostal, and American Eagle. They're all losing their core market. They've fallen out of fashion with fickle teen shoppers, and they aren't likely to win them back with their business anytime soon. The retailers known as the 3As have been very popular for cool basics like jeans, hoodies, t-shirts. But younger shoppers are now less interested in their logo-centric clothing and more eager to shop for electronics or go low cost when it comes to clothing, with chains like Forever 21, H&M, and Zara. They offer great clothes, much variety, big changes every week, and not expensive. American Eagle gave a weak forecast for the fall recently, sending its shares to the lowest levels in a year and a half. American Eagle's level of price slashing is now unprecedented. One of the big problems with the 3As that they face is a narrower clientele, because H&M and The Gap, well, they draw shoppers of all ages. And their prices are off. They're just too expensive. H&M sells V-neck men's t-shirts for as low as $5.95. Aeropostale and Abercrombie, $6.99, $10, $12, $15. The result has been the constant pressure to discount. The competition has only grown more intense as the government statistics show that younger shoppers are gradually directed to spend more of their money on electronics. And this comes as teens are facing lower employment levels this year. As well, their parents don't have as much money. Gas prices are up. Not great job recovery, higher taxes. All in all, people realize they've got to spend their money wisely. On top of that, these three chains are facing an even more crowded field as these international companies are aggressively opening in the U.S. and Canada.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'm gonna leave it all on the floor tonight.
Now turning to more fashion trends this week. The fashion trend is called fast fashion. It's changing the way high-end designers are working. They've got to catch pace. Those fast fashion stores are the H&Ms, the Zaras, the Topshops. They're booming. With cheaper labor, massive support systems, dependability, profitability, distribution networks, these more budget-friendly retailers are seizing the market more than the high-fashion houses. Luxury brands are now taking serious measures to keep up. That means changing the fundamental inner workings of how they design, meaning more shows and less lead time for the big design houses now, as well as increased focus on resort collections, which can account for up to three-quarters of annual profits.
Stand up straight and look to the left. Look to the left. Look to the left. Now look to the right.
Now turning to fitness trends, and there's one in New York that is all the rage. Forget about just spinning. Now there's spinning in the water. It's called underwater cycling. Move over Soul Cycle, the latest spin craze in New York, is biking under the water, known as aquacycling. The exercise was invented by an Italian physical therapist. Fans claim it fights cellulite, burns up to 800 calories an hour, and there's no soreness the next day. You wear jelly shoes and you need a towel. Pretty simple. Lighting is dim, like a regular spin class. There are sprints, music, and an instructor calling out various positions. But there's no resistance knob. Instead, you are pushing against the friction of the water. There are a few cons to this kind of aquacycling, though. One of the common complaints is that it's hard to hear the instructor over the water splashing and the music. Another is that since the bikes aren't secured in the water, They can sometimes lift off the ground and sway from side to side. But they're not going to hit you because they're floating. And another complaint is sometimes it's hard to find and keep the rhythm because the bike is often moving.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Now turning to hotel news. There's a hotel in New York that makes you feel like you're living in a multi-million dollar condo. I know you want to know where it is. It's the New York Palace Hotel. It's currently undergoing a massive $140 million renovation. It will completely change the look and the feel of the hotel. The renovation is meant to maintain the hotel's historic roots. It was constructed back in 1882 as the Villard Mansion. It will be brought up to the 21st century with a more modern look. So far, only the rooms in the towers have been completed, and they are amazing. A hotel within a hotel. The towers span the 41st to the 53rd floors. They have 176 rooms and suites. The towers, the sheer size of the room, so luxurious, just great. With a full kitchen, separate dining and living area, massive bathroom, your suite definitely feels like a multi-million dollar apartment. Rooms in the towers start at $500 a night. When we come back, a Canadian band that I just discovered, maybe you've heard about them. They're a little known band, but they are good. And I've got big hopes for them. When we come back, I'll tell you all about them. Hi, it's Ann Shatila here in Los Angeles again. Wanted to let you know that we get your emails at Hollywood Trend Report, and we're always looking for Canadian companies that are making trend news today. So drop us a line and let us know what your company is up to, especially if you're setting business trends. We cover news you can use. We're looking for innovative companies wanting to get their trend-setting news out there, including getting coverage here in the U.S. Write me at HollywoodTrendReport.com and click Contact Ann.
Welcome back to Hollywood Trend Report. Here's Ann Chitilla.
No, I can't see just why you make believe a storyline.
Welcome back to Hollywood Trend Report. I'm Ann Shatila in Los Angeles. Okay, now turning to music trends. There's a new Canadian band I want to tell you about. It's called the Franklin Electric, and they've got a great original sound. I predict this band is going to be the next big Canadian group. I will not be surprised to see them go really far.
So locked away again, locked away again some.
That's their song, This Is How I Let You Down, and the name of their CD. They're a Montreal-based five-piece band that do a variety of rock folk genres, and they're inspired by guitar, and I love it, brass.
This is how I let you down. This is how I let you down. And I've never been scared to show.
The Franklin Electric is focused on authentic studio sessions, and they stay true to their music with honesty, integrity, and purity. The band is made up of lead singer and founder, 30-year-old John Matty. He plays a beautiful trumpet and has such an original current voice. Their debut album, This Is How I Let You Down, sounds a little more like this. Over the past year, the Franklin Electric has been pumping life into their craft by playing local clubs while developing a repertoire of finely tuned material and fans. Their single, Old Piano, is also great. It won first place at the Unsigned Music Competition in Nashville. Also in the band are members Kevin Warren, he plays drums, Jean-Sébastien Leblanc, guitar, Johnny Griffin, guitar, and Martin DeRosby, he's bass.
Oh,
The first album was funded by John himself. He told me in a phone call when he called me here to Los Angeles that he invested every cent he had to make this CD. It's now available on iTunes. John not only has this amazing voice, but he's also a very humble guy. I really liked him. He's great. He's smart. And he's very wise. I really hope they do well. They work out of a studio in a basement. Such humble beginnings. You watch. I'm predicting.
It's older than my grandpa's soul. It plays much better than I thought before. It's like it's faded and it's getting kind of old.
The band is now arranging the remix of their debut album. It's going to come out in October. We'll feature more brass. I'm so excited. They will be doing a small tour of Quebec and Ontario, and they hope to go to the Maritimes. When I asked John what success looks like to him and the band, he replied a great answer. He said, quote, "We will be happy if the band could just make a humble living, tour and travel, and put food on the table from our music, and share that music with all the people out there." He said the music industry is so bad out there today, you're just lucky to get known and be grateful that some people buy your music and support your art.
That makes a river rise and that creeps so slow. I'm that chance you had but walked away only if you had known. I'm that reoccurring thought that's haunting you. It keeps on coming back around.
Good luck, the Franklin Electric.
I'm that last laugh you meant to have. Realize you're missing out, you're missing out.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Ann Shatila in Los Angeles. If you like the show, and I get a lot of your emails suggesting topics. In fact, the Franklin Electric came from an email that was sent to me. Send me your ideas. I love to hear about them, especially when they're Canadian companies and Canadian talent. Until next time, have a great week. I'm Ann Shatila. Talk to you then.